Good morning. Once again, welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church, and Merry Christmas to all. Our scripture text, this Christmas Eve Day service, is taken from the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 18, and verse 37, where we read, "For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth." Now these words of Jesus Christ answer the question, why did he come? He didn't come to make good people better. He didn't even come to make bad people better. He didn't come to advance a political agenda. Rather, he came to bear witness to the truth, to show the way for you and I to come to God the Father. Jesus Christ came presenting himself as the way, the truth, and the life. Interestingly, our text is taken from the words which Jesus spoke not at the beginning of his life, but at its end. As the heavenly God-man stood trial before Pontius Pilate. Observe that God's works are known to him from eternity past, from cradle to cross. We worship Jesus, the eternal God. At Christmas, we come to the manger to worship the newborn babe. And then again at Easter, we come to the empty cross to worship the risen King. Jesus affirmed his royal identity to Pilate, saying, "You say rightly that I am a king." Truly, the Magi were spiritually quickened. Over 30 years before Christ declared this, Matthew tells us that when the Magi had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. They brought the Christ child gold, gold fit for a king, for indeed the child Jesus was a king. They brought him frankincense. Frankincense is that which was offered under the law as a priestly service, a mediatorial service fit for God. They brought the Christ child myrrh. For Jesus had been born into this world for the purpose of dying for all of its citizens. The Christmas story, as we find it in the Bible, is as relevant today as it was 2,000 years ago. I do not tire of telling it, nor do I tire of hearing it. And I pray that there are none among us who ever tire of hearing the simple gospel Christmas story. The Christmas story is so simple that even the children among us can understand it. Our brother Jim last week brought up Charlie Brown's Christmas and a friend Linus, which prompted us to go out and buy it. And he probably sold about 20 copies in our congregation last week as he presented the Word of God. And there was something else that was interesting that happened in that story. He talked about Linus and the blanket and how when he put Christmas in its proper perspective, he was able to let go of the blanket and receive Christ, you know, for love had come into the room. And there's something else that Linus did, something else that he said. When Charlie Brown was standing there trying to figure out, well, what is Christmas all about? Linus looked at him and he said, it's easy. Christmas is about Jesus Christ. And he proceeded to read the simple gospel story from the Gospel of Luke. Now this morning, I would like to present the simple gospel to you in three parts. First, that Jesus Christ was born. Second, that Jesus Christ came into the world. And third, the cause for which he came, the truth. First, Jesus was fully man. The Lord testifies in our text, for this cause I was born. This was in fulfillment of the ancient prophecy which says, for unto us a child is born. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And I love this verse because the name Jesus means God saves. So when you read it back in Hebrew, and this is the language that they were probably speaking, Hebrew or a dialect of Hebrew Aramaic, you actually have, you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall Jesus his people from their sins. Beautiful, beautiful play on words. God saves. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. And then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And again, the Scripture testifies that God was manifested in the flesh. And again, the Spirit says that inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Did not the angel say, fear not? Fear not. For indeed, he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of his people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. For this cause, Jesus came into the world. For this cause, I was born, saith the Lord. It was no accident that Jesus was born a man and not an angel or some other created thing. For God has created all men and women in his image. And he has made the way to bring us all back. For we have all fallen short of the glory of God. We have all strayed. And God has provided his Son as a Savior in order to bring us back to him. And it all started 2,000 years ago on Christmas Day. Jesus also says in our text, "For this cause I have come into the world." Now there's a difference. Our first point this morning, we fixated upon the words of the Lord which say, "For this cause I was born." Jesus was born into the world. But Jesus also says, "For this cause I have come into the world." The birth of Jesus Christ in humanity wasn't the beginning of Jesus Christ. The beginning of Jesus Christ is actually a misnomer, an oxymoron, if you will, for Christ had no beginning as eternal God. Unto us a Son is given. Of God the Son, it is written, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." The Apostle John tells us, affirms these words, which teach us beyond a shadow of a doubt that this Jesus who came into the world is himself God and God from eternity. Jesus himself testifies in another place, "I proceeded forth and came from God. He sent me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The everlasting God gave his everlasting beloved Son as the greatest gift ever to the world. A gift, friends, is freely given. It is not a quid pro quo. It is not a this for that. A gift is given without expecting anything in return. Now we have offended God through our sin, and yet how does he reward us? Not as we deserve, but by going forward with his plan of the ages to give us a way of peace. Therefore, the scripture says in the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, beginning in the 15th verse, that the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense, this speaks of Adam, many died, this is original sin, much more the grace of God and the gift of the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. In other words, Adam sinned. We all ended up in the same boat. The sin boat, which is somewhere, that's floating down the Blackstone somewhere. And the Lord Jesus sends his son. And God the Father sends his son, the Lord Jesus, into the world to go grab hold of that boat and start bringing it back. He does all that he had to do on earth, all that he was given to do by the Father. Finally, being obedient even to the point of death at the cross, paying the penalty for the sins of the world, yours and mine, rising again to prove that victory, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father with his shepherd's crook, leading our boats back to where they need to be. Amen. The place where God is. We have said much of God's incarnation in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, who is the Messiah, the Christ. Now, we shall round out our look at Christ's words by considering the third part of our text, that I should bear witness to the truth. How did the Lord do this? By being God with us. By teaching us through all of these things that have been spoken heretofore, that we can have a relationship with God through repentance from sin and dead works and belief and faith in Jesus Christ, the one who came. Jesus came to proclaim spiritual truth by his words and his works, his actions. That the Lord entered the world as a babe, seed of the woman, born of the virgin, bears witness to the truth of the Old Testament and all of its prophecies. God the Son, in his humanity, lived an impeccable life without sin, continually bearing witness to God's truth. And so he is still doing today. Through the agency of God the Holy Spirit, through the absolute truth of his word, the fact that so many prophecies have already been fulfilled gives us confidence that every single one that has yet to be fulfilled will be fulfilled. You can mark it down. God's word is sure. Indeed, he himself testifies that forever his word is settled in heaven. God has put his stamp upon history by bringing all of these things to pass. And God has put his stamp on many of our lives. I hope that God's truth, as embodied in Jesus Christ, hits its mark in your heart this Christmas. I can testify through my own experience that several years ago, approximately 17 years ago, I asked the question, why did God come into the world? Why did Jesus come? Why? What's the point? Is there something to this? Is there more to Christmas than what the world offers? Yeah. Yeah. Jesus was born into the world for a reason. Jesus was sent. Jesus came into the world for a reason. And that reason was for me. Friend, Jesus was born into the world for a reason. Jesus came into the world for a reason. And that reason is for you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for sending your Son into the world at that day. And so we celebrate this season, inwardly and outwardly. Lord God, if there are any here who had doubts, questions, maybe a little honest skepticism walking into their house, we pray that you use the words in the hymns that we sang, that you use the words in your Holy Scripture which have been preached, that you use the words of the faithful men who come up and expound your truth to cut to the heart. Of such a one that the true meaning of Christmas, that the one whom we celebrate, Jesus Christ, might find his way in. We pray in the name of our great Savior, Jesus. Amen. Now at this